Prior to the start of the November 5th Pocahontas County Board of Education meeting, which was held at the Marlinton Middle School, there was a local school improvement council or LSIC meeting, and there was also an opportunity for the school staff to share their concerns with the board. The LSIC and the school staff expressed concerns with the policy which prohibits teachers from accessing the school's Wi-Fi network with personal phones and devices. They see this as a safety issue which would prevent a teacher from notifying other teachers and administrators discreetly if they see a suspicious activity or other safety issue. Board President Walker said that if possible, he would like to change that policy because, as many teachers have told the board, it could be a safety issue if they cannot have that connectivity during an emergency. But also, they said there should be more school counselors to deal with student emotional issues and a school nurse at each school to deal with student health issues. They would also like to see the board resume funding the after-school tutoring program. The Marlinton Middle School Student Council presented their ideas to the board. They said that they encouraged the teamwork being displayed by the students and teachers at the school, and they described how the students are arranged in tables as team members, and this results in better grades for them all. They were concerned about safety issues on the playground, where several students have broken their fingers on some unpadded playground equipment, and they recommended pea gravel be placed on the playground to help prevent scraped knees. The students expressed some ideas for fundraising for the school, such as a pastry sale, having students sell things, and writing letters to businesses asking them to help out the school financially. During the regular meeting, Mr. Beam announced that Pocahontas County had two Best of Show winners at the Regional Literature Fair, and those will be on display at the State Reading Conference at the Greenbrier Hotel the week before Thanksgiving. Those winners were Gina Hardesty's Hillsborough class, which was entitled The Day Jimmy's Boa Ate the Wash, and Mrs. Nottingham's class at Greenbank entitled Frank the Mighty. Additionally, Beam talked about efforts being made to upgrade the school's websites. He said that November the 13th will be an early out for students so teachers can have collaborative training, and that on November the 14th at 11:30 a.m. there will be a presentation at PCHS about the Icelandic Project, which is a successful program used in the country of Iceland to combat drug and alcohol problems among youth. Emmett Doolittle, the student representative, talked about Mr. Sutton's class and the engineering club winning second place at the pumpkin drop in Morgantown, and that all of the engineering club's pumpkins survived being dropped. Sherry Radcliffe talked about a possible 4.5% cut in state school funding, which could result in a $232,000 cut from this year's budget. She also said there could be a possible $75,000 unplanned expense if they need to replace the entire county school telephone system in order to fix the phone problems at the Greenbank School. Board President Joe Walker talked about the possibility of Laura Young applying for a grant to acquire a van which could be driven by any licensed driver, not just school bus operators or CDL holders, to transport vocational students and their equipment to competitions. A copy of the personnel actions approved at this meeting can be found on our website with this story. Tim Walker, Allegheny Mountain Radio News.